Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you don't know till you go out and play the games, and we really don't know. We had an opener, you know, against the Raiders, and we had the opener on the road against the Panthers. Our team looks really good at openers. You know, they look good. You know, so we're gonna start treating them all like openers. And this week, really, going to Pittsburgh. The challenge that's going to be. I mean, it's really an opener. This is opener against a playoff team. You know, against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm wondering if he says the Steelers are a playoff team because they were a playoff team last year, or if he views the Steelers as a playoff team. That, of course, was Jim Harbaugh. We're going to hear a lot more from the Steelers coach over the course of the program, and I've head first into all the quarterback mumbo jumbo coming up at 7 o'clock. You can chime in 412-928-9370. Look, I don't know that my prediction, Doran, changes for the Steelers based on being 2-0. I mean, we have talked ad nauseum about their schedule and how they needed to have a fast start. And that doesn't necessarily guarantee anything. They're just doing basically what they need to do right now. But what I will tell you has changed, in my opinion, is the AFC playoff picture.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I didn't think the Ravens would be sitting here at 0-2. Cincinnati is now 0-2 their last 3 years. So 0-6 in the first two games of the season going back the last 3 years. You think they might want to figure something out there?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So those two teams are 0-2. Cleveland looks worse than I thought that they would. I mean, I thought Deshaun Watson would be better. I don't think he even played all that well this weekend, but yet they found a way to win that game. But buy this or sell this, Mr. Dickerson.
Okay.
You feel better about the Steelers' place in the AFC than you did before the season.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now. Right now I do.
Yeah. Doesn't mean, hey, it's a week-to-week, month-to-month league.
Right, yeah. Like, I feel better right now just because of the standings, just because of their record, but I don't feel better, like, as the Steelers will figure it out, and you talk about September football and them getting better and maybe opening it up a little bit as the season goes on and helping finding an identity. Other teams are too.
Sure. Like,
you know, other teams will too. I mean, how could you ever count out Lamar Jackson, honestly? How could you ever count out a Joe Burrow? How could you ever count out even a Josh Allen or, you know, some of the other, even Trevor Lawrence to an extent? Like, there's going to be other teams that figure it out as well. So I feel good about them right now.
If they start 3-0, I'm going to feel really good. I mean, statistically, I just saw, we brought it up yesterday, 538.com says you start 3-0, you got a 76% chance of making the playoffs. The back half of the schedule looks easier right now than it did coming in. I mean, Baltimore's got a zero winning percentage, and I don't think they're going to figure out the tackles, and their pass defense is bad, and they've got a new defensive coordinator. You would expect that, like you said, to get better.
Right.
I mean, he's got to understand his personnel. His staff got raided by the Los Angeles Chargers, one of the reasons why they're playing maybe more elite defense than any team in the league.
I say this. Mm-hmm. Tell me if this makes sense. I would have rather had the schedule flipped. Like, I'd rather be playing the divisional opponents right now. I don't know how it would look, but, like, there's a higher chance of them, like, Cincinnati, Baltimore, even Cleveland, figuring it out in November before, or, you know, right around November 17th when the Steelers do divisional play than they do right now. Like, I don't know if the Steelers do win those games, but I think that their chance would be higher to win those games right now because those teams don't know what they're doing.
We just did a little knuckles. Because I would sign up for this, to your point, every season. Give me Cincinnati in the first game of the year every season.
Yeah.
Give me Baltimore in the last game of the season every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lamar Jackson gets banged up at the end of years, and Joe Burrow has historically, appendix or not, has come into the seasons playing nowhere near his best football. I would sign up for that every season. I'm with you on that. I look at Cleveland. You're right. These teams can figure it out. There are teams that I don't believe in, though. Like Jacksonville, I don't believe in them. It's not to say that Trevor Lawrence can't get better, but maybe he is just what he is.
Right.
Which is a good quarterback, but not a great quarterback. And I think with their roster construction, they need a great quarterback. Houston, really good. All those other teams, the AFC South, I think stink. The Jets, I kind of assume will start to figure it out, but Buffalo has clearly shown that they're the best team in that division. They were beating Miami to a pulp before Tua got hurt.
Yep.
And I don't think Josh Allen played well. And I never thought this season that they would win a game where he didn't play well.
I agree.
So I'm impressed by them. But when I look at the AFC playoff picture, like the Chargers, I think now they have a chance to be a playoff team. This week will tell us a lot, I think, about both of these teams. But I don't buy Las Vegas. I think Denver's pure ass. Indianapolis, that quarterback is wildly inaccurate. He can get better, sure. Tennessee stinks. I just think that this AFC, when we walked into the year thinking, oh, man, it's going to be like 10 gauntlet teams. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Again, week to week, again, month to month league. But I'm not seeing this AFC where you go, oh, man, 10 wins isn't going to get you in. I think 10 wins probably will get you in.
But the biggest picture is, all right, you know, what you have to get through if you do get in. And that team is, you know, they've scraped some wins. They have. I mean, the Cincinnati win and the win in the beginning of the year. I mean, they've had some close wins, but they're still Kansas City. Go through them. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like.
I hope that we're looking way ahead. I hope the Steelers beat the Chargers this week. Chargers start to fall off. That division stinks. I hope by Christmas they've got that all signed, sealed, delivered, baby. I hope it is done. I hope either Pat Mahomes is coasting, or they just pull his ass in totality. Here's a text, and a good one. The year the Steelers started 11-0, it looked a lot of the same way, just a little better. All year, everyone knew the bottom was going to fall out, and it did. It will again this year unless we figure the offense out. Could not agree more.
Yep.
Which is why, in the first segment, I said, I'm going to start grading September games one way, but when October rolls around, whether it's Russ or Justin Fields, and we'll get into that at 7 o'clock, yeah, you do need to start putting the ball in the end zone. Like, there's no doubt about that. This version of football is not going to be good enough to win playoff games. So you got to gear towards that. But I think September now, more than ever before, frankly, in the history of the league, the way that teams are being careful in preseason, I think it is the preseason. And if you can find a way to win these games when you're not going to be playing your best football and take advantage of other teams that don't play it as aggressively as the Steelers in the preseason and in training camp, I think that's like gold. So that's what I'm saying here. Credit the Steelers for finding a way now, knowing full well that, yeah, if they're playing this kind of offense mid-October, you're probably going to start losing games on top of one another.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.